From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. That's the sound of businessman Tony Jacobs in LaGrange, Missouri, wading through waist-deep floodwaters at his auto repair shop.
You just think you're going to wake up and it's just a dream, you know. It never really happened.
Jacobs is one of thousands of people starting to assess damage to their homes and businesses as floodwaters in Missouri, Iowa, Wisconsin, and other states begin to recede. But forecasters warn that the Mississippi River to the south could now be prone to flooding, and officials fear dozens of levees could be at risk of failure. Former Vice President Al Gore gave his endorsement to Barack Obama last night. Gore appeared with the Democratic Party's nominee at a raucous rally inside downtown Detroit's Joe Louis Arena. NPR's David Green has more.
Al Gore said he feels the country rallying around a young leader who will confront tough issues like the world's climate crisis.
We have such a nominee. We have such a leader. Yes, we can. Ladies and gentlemen, the next president of the United States of America, Barack Obama.
Obama thanked Gore for his years of public service as a senator, as vice president, and
as a candidate for president, as the winner of the popular vote for president. You remember that?
Michigan had its own election dispute this year. The Democratic Party at first said the primary here wouldn't count, and Obama took his name off the ballot. Obama now says he has a lot of work to do if he's going to win Michigan this fall. David Green, NPR News, Detroit.
It's day two of another week of strikes over working hours and conditions in France. The government of Nicolas Sarkozy is intensifying its promised plan of economic reforms. Frank Browning has more on that from Paris.
Rail, subway, and some air traffic controllers are walking out today, though a new law requiring unions to provide minimum service is expected to reduce the disruption. It's instead a high-risk showdown between the government's broad reform agenda and union solidarity to protect the much-vaunted 35-hour workweek enacted by a socialist government 10 years ago. Rules on overtime were relaxed last fall in a first-stage reform for industry-wide negotiations. But a new law being presented tomorrow would allow individual companies greater latitude in hiring, firing, and overtime negotiations. Sarkozy has claimed that the 35-hour work week has left the French economy stagnant, while the unions see the battle as a do-or-die contest for social rights. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
European stock prices rose in early trading today, with financial and commodity stocks leading the way. Investors are awaiting results today from the investment bank Goldman Sachs, which, like others, has been exposed to bad subprime debt. Stocks in Asia closed mixed today. From Washington, this is NPR News. Tiger Woods is getting rave reviews after his latest heroics on the golf course. Playing with an aching knee, Woods won the U.S. Open yesterday at Torrey Pines in San Diego. He was tied with veteran Rocco Mediate after an 18-hole playoff, but he won on the first hole of sudden death. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
In the 11 years since he won his first major pro championship, Tiger Woods has made the amazing routine. But the 5 days it took him to win his 14th major may have set a new standard. At Torrey Pines, Woods kept rolling in pressure-packed putts when he absolutely had to. He kept escaping from trouble in the rough and fairway sand traps. He won a back-and-forth playoff battle on an extra day of play with a determined Rocco Mediate. And he did it all hobbling around on a painful, surgically repaired knee. Here's Woods after his victory.
It's just one of those things where all week I just happen to get off to just such slow starts and just had to keep battling back, battle back. And today was another example of that.
Woods says this was his best major title, but he paid for it. He says he'll take a break from golf to let his knee recover. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
The Olympic torch began its tour through restive areas in western China today. Security agents jogged alongside in an effort to prevent any demonstrations or anti-government displays. Onlookers were chosen by officials, and they waved and cheered politely from behind metal barriers. Nestle says production at its only coffee plant in China's Guangdong province has been temporarily halted by flooding. The factory was flooded on Friday. Flooding in the region has killed more than 160 people. Nestle is a major foreign food brand in China with more than 20 factories there. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.